Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're thrilled to have Paul Thorne back. It's only been a decade. And, you know, welcome back.
Are you really thrilled? Are you just saying that because I'm here?
No, we really are. But I just can't believe it's been 10 years.
And you would say that behind my back, that you were glad I was here?
We talk about you a lot
behind
your back.
I'm glad. I'm glad the truth has been revealed. Thank you.
But thanks for being here.
And,
congratulations on this brand new album. What the hell is going on? And we'll be talking about that and other things in your life and your travels. And what's this first one you're going to do?
Well, I'm going to do a selection off my new album. This new album is a departure for me because on my previous records, I wrote all the songs.
Right.
But I wanted to do some songs by some of my favorite writers. And this one I'm fixing to sing was written by a very obscure country songwriter named Wild Bill Emerson, who back in the day wrote songs for people like George Jones and Tammy Wynette. But my songwriting mentor actually was Billy Maddox, who's here today with me. But his songwriting mentor was Wild Bill Emerson, the guy that wrote this song I'm fixing to sing. So this song will give all the listeners an idea of where my storytelling style of songwriting came from. This is one of Wild Bill's classics. It's about a drug dealer who gets murdered by a guy who's the leader in the Ku Klux Klan for sleeping with his woman.
Uh-oh.
Typical. It's not a very long song, but it's very explosive. Stone Fox Dan was a Romeo man, made a living selling marijuana. He went around turning all the good-looking women on. He wore a feather in his hat and wore a big black cat. He was always looking for a party. He played Big Daddy to the women when the men wasn't home. Bull Mountain Hawk was the cock of the walk. He said Stone Fox Dan needed killing. When he got to drinking, he was meaner than a copperhead. Was the leader of the Klan, took the law in his hand. When he caught Stone Fox with his woman, now guess who's sleeping at the bottom of a cold water bed. And the hawk said, take him on down below the Bull Mountain Bridge, tie his hands and throw him in the river. We might as well give him his farewell party tonight. He said, knock him in the head, he's better off dead. Break his arms and throw him in the river. If anybody asks, just tell him he committed suicide. It's terrible.
That guy.
Yeah, when you got power and you're a crooked policeman and you're in the Klan, you can murder somebody and then say they committed suicide.
Terrible.
That's the world we live in now.
It's Paul Thorne. He's live from Studio A. His new CD is What the Hell is Going On, and he's going to tell us what the hell is going on with this album. The title track's on here, Elvin Bishop tune, and there's a Lindsey Buckingham tune, Buddy and Julie Miller tune,
mm-hmm.
and a Free tune. I mean, all these great songwriters.
Yeah.
But you're a great songwriter yourself, and as you mentioned, this is your first cover album. So what's your selection process out of, 10 or what's the total? 12 songs on this.
Yeah.
Out of all the people that are out there in your world.
Well, in the mainstream world, I have big artists like, Rod Stewart or somebody, they'll do like an album of covers, but it'll be like really familiar songs like Sitting on Dock of the Bay or mm-hmm. Unforgettable or something like that. And that has its place, but I wanted to do songs that dwell in the world I live in, which is the Americana world. Mm-hmm. And there's so many great writers that are not household names and maybe never will be, but they're just so good. And I just wanted to do this record. And so I just kind of sifted through a bunch of my favorite songs. And all of them are by Americana songwriters who need to be recognized, and because they've influenced me. And so I just I wished I could have done an album of 100 songs, but they won't let you put but 12 on there. So I whittled it down. It was like being in front of a bunch of beautiful naked women. You can't have all of them. You just have to pick one or two. You know.
Somebody's left behind.
That's right.
Or 12. Yeah. How could you handle 12 women at one time?
I couldn't.
You know?
I couldn't. But your wife
probably wouldn't like that.
No, no. She's not. She can't hear this show. It don't play in Tupelo.
Also, there's a Donnie Fritz tune. I mean, he's a great. His own songwriting. People aren't really familiar with him, but some of the people he wrote for.
Donnie Fritz is a friend of mine, and he wrote songs that's been recorded by Ray Charles, and had songs recorded by the Rolling Stones, and some lesser knowns like Shelby Lynn. And I mean, he's really great, and which leads me actually into the second song I was going to sing. This is a song of his that is such a beautiful song. It's about when people first meet one another and they have that excitement and that attraction that's so fresh and so new. And I love this song. And if you cool, I'll sing it. If you're cool with it.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Here it is. Fashion play. She lives at the Sweetwater Trailer Park, lot number 3. She goes to the Church of Christ. She chain smokes Camelots, and she's got a crush on me. Every morning she climbs into old Chevy Malibu. She clocks in early down at the t-shirt factory. She puts peanuts in her coke. She laughs at all my jokes, and she's got a crush on me. She leaves me notes on and she lets me know how she truly feels. She ain't choosy or perfect by any means, but she's got a crush on me. Lights up my life. I'm such a lucky guy, 'cause she's got a crush on me. I'm so proud to say she's got a crush on me.
That song, She's Got a Crush on Me, the Donnie Fritz tune, done by Paul Thorne today, live from Studio A. And he's going to perform tonight with the full band over at Woodlands Tavern. That'll be at 8 o'clock, and we'll have some tickets to give away after this next song he'll do live for us. that song, it's just not all about what you get on the surface, and it's just a really pretty love song. And
I think it is. There's so much pressure put on women to be 36, 24, 36. But women is beautiful in all seasons of life. That's what I finally woke up and understood. And I love it when I hear pantyhose swishing, because the thighs is rubbing together. I like it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Paul Thorne, he's live from Studio A, and Delbert McClinton's on here. Also, Elvin Bishop, two of the songwriters that you covered on here as well. With the internet world, were you actually in the same room recording, or was it?
Yeah. When Delbert sang on my record, I was actually playing on the Delbert McClinton Blues Cruise.
Oh,
and
nice.
We literally took our studio equipment, and we had one of the ship cabins was a recording studio. And we brought Delbert in there, and he just sang with me. It was great.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because they do that every year. Do you try to get on that board, so to speak?
Well, I've done the cruise like 8 times.
Okay.
I get invited back, and, you know, I get paid. I get to bring my family. It's like a paid vacation.
There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about speaking of paid, what you did before music. There was the factory working and the boxing. How long was the boxing career for you?
I boxed about 8 years.
Okay. And
I had a pretty good career. I was a number 9 ranked middleweight in the United States at one time, and I got to fight on national TV against Roberto Duran, you know, one of the greatest fighters who ever lived, and he stopped me at the end of the 6th round. I had cuts over my eyes, but it's a great memory. You know, most people that fought Duran got whooped. So I'm in company with a lot of good people.
So when you see movies, you know, The Fighter that came out, which ones are more real to you? If you have even, I'm sure you've seen some of the boxing movies.
I thought the movie Fighter was pretty realistic. I mean, obviously the Rocky movies are fun to watch,
right,
but they're totally unrealistic. But they're a nice escape, and, you know, who don't like to hear that? That makes you want to get up, start running, pump your fist up in the air.
Come on, let's do this.
Let's do it right now.
Rope-a-dope style.
Yeah.
But do you ever have the itch to go back to that sort of thing, or what made you give it up for good?
I didn't. I don't like to use the word give it up, because giving up something is stopping before you've took it all as far as you can take it. You know, I fought Duran, and I lost, and I had 3 fights after I fought Duran, and I won them all against lesser opposition. But I just realized at the end of the day that although I was a good boxer, I wasn't good enough to be a world champion. So I knew I had taken it as far as I could take it, so I said goodbye to boxing and went back and focused on my music. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing now. And there's also the art stuff that you do, the folk art that you did for this album.
Yeah, yeah. I actually have a present for you.
You do? I love surprises.
I have my Paul Thorne lunchbox.
Nice.
Just came out. It's got a picture that I drew on the front of it. It shows me and Jesus sitting in a kiddie pool up in heaven, surrounded by beautiful, voluptuous women. Which, to me, that's what heaven should really be like, because it's the way they describe it at church, it sounds boring. So anyway, beyond that, down here it shows people burning in hell, and they are the people who did not attend any Paul Thorne shows or buy any Paul Thorne products while they were on earth. So when you get this lunchbox, you sit it up in an exalted place, and you look at this every day. And think about me every day.
When my
record comes in, the next time, even if it's a mediocre record, play it, because if you don't, you're going to hell.
I'm going to be at the bottom of that box.
You're going to be in the bottom down there roasting with the marshmallows.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I love it. I love you. I'm so glad you came back to see us.
I'm glad, too. It took me, you know, I do so many places, that I'll be honest, it's hard to remember. But now that we're sitting together, I can remember the time we had together. Wasn't it great and magic?
It was.
And it is now, too.
I can feel it.
Let's don't live in the past.
There's chemistry here now.
There is. That's it's kind of like Tom and Jerry.
I don't know if I like that analogy.
No, that's not the right one, because them's 2 males.
Yeah.
No, we got to think, what's a good analogy for? Let's think on that, and it'll come to us.
Okay.
But whatever good chemistry of man and a woman had, we had that.
Okay, that's what Tom and Jerry still works, too.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Kind of.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a good team.
They had a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, I don't feel any hate here today.
I don't either.
All right. Well, we'll come up
it's
with something.
It's all sugar on the cornflakes today.
Thank you so much again. And
yeah.
And hey, we'll see you tonight at the show. It's at 8 o'clock over at Woodlands Tavern, and we'll do a ticket giveaway after this last song. What you going to do?
I'm going to do a song from one of my old albums. This is a song that a lot of my fans seems to like, and it speaks to everyone. It's called I Have a Good Day Every Now and Then. I was standing by the window with my box of shards on a stormy night, blindsided from out of nowhere. You said goodbye, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Time's healing my heart. Some days this deep cut just stops bleeding, and there's only a scar. I have a good day every now and then. I count my blessings on one hand. I start believing the sun will shine again. I have a good day. That guy you're seeing is a pretty boy with a hard-bodied physique. Armani suits, a black Mercedes, and he's younger than me. I ain't missed a day of work in 2 whole weeks now. I didn't drink last night. Looked at your picture and shed just one tear before I turned out the light. I have a good day every now and then. I count my blessings on one hand. I start believing the sun will shine again. I have a good day every now and then. Count my blessings on one hand. I start believing the sun will shine again. I have a good day every now and then. I have a good day every now and then.